Hello and welcome to Content Conversations. I'm Andrew Dietz. I'm a partner with Creative Influence. We're a marketing firm, a PR and content firm that helps B2B companies use content to sell more things to more people, more often for more money. And which is a line that came from a former Coca-Cola executive. And I have with me today, as we talk about account-based marketing and content in particular, I have with me today an executive with the Coca-Cola company, Bill Smith, who's Leadership Communications Director for the Coca-Cola company. Welcome, Bill.
Morning, Andrew.
And Bill is a longtime friend, a former journalist, and communications director for major corporations and organizations like the Federal Reserve Bank, UPS, and for the past 7 years, the Coca-Cola company. And Bill is going to join me in understanding more about account-based marketing and specifically account-based or account-specific content. And we're talking about that with Tori Dye. Tori is the director of account-based marketing and demand generation for Terminus, which is itself a pioneer in account-based marketing software, helping companies direct marketing activities and content to high priority accounts. Tori, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the what. Bill, you were a journalist. Do we start with the what, the who, the why, the how? Can we start with the what?
You can start wherever you want. That's a good place.
Okay.
Then as long as you go to why.
All right, we'll go to why. So Tori, tell us what Terminus is, what account-based marketing is, and maybe within that, the content element as well.
Sure. So Terminus is an account-based marketing and sales platform. It helps helps B2B marketers as well as sales choose a target account list. That process can be cumbersome for people, and we can dive down into that if you want. Then it helps them engage the decision makers and the buying committee at those accounts. And then we help activate sales, so by providing account-based alerts and insights. And then finally, we help you measure. So we have like a scorecard that will give you how you're engaging accounts, how many of those become opportunities, how many have become revenue, all in a single view. So the platform really takes you end-to-end from the time you choose an account till you're measuring success. And if you noticed, target, engage, activate, and measure spell team. So we have the team framework that our platform's based off of, and it's kind of a simple way to execute account-based marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know off the top of my head if I have a simple definition for account-based marketing, but basically it's moving away from inbound where you're trying to get, you know, just put something out there and get as many people to come in and fill out a form as possible, to targeting specific sets of accounts. And for some companies, that might be 50, you know, really large accounts. For other companies like Terminus, it could be a few thousand a quarter. And most companies that we talk to right now are trying to learn about account-based marketing. They're maybe a little bit north of a pilot, and they're somewhere between like starting off with 100 accounts and trying to figure out how to scale to a few thousand, unless they're one of the lucky enough to have just a really high-priced product and with a lot of upsell capability where they're only need to focus on a few accounts.
So, and within each account, account-based marketing, it sounds like it's really especially built for companies that have, I would call it nonlinear sales, but their long sales cycle may have highly involved information intensive decision making by prospects. And it's not just one buyer, it may be a buying committee, as you said earlier. Is that right?
Yeah. So the longer your sales cycle, the better return you're going to get on account based tactics. The more complex the sale is, you know, how many people are involved, how hard those people are to reach, how high up it's hard to get C-level people to fill out a form, So you have to find different ways to engage them. They don't even want to necessarily respond to a cold call from a sales rep. So those, I think, are the two big things: the complexity of the sale and the length of the sale. If you've got some kind of product that someone can swipe a credit card and maybe it's $20 a month, you know, you're probably not going to see the value. There's probably strategies that you could use somewhere.
But that's the, quote, performance-based or performance marketing kind of activity.
Right.
Pay-per-click and, you know, lots of little transactions.
Those type things. So where Terminus started was, well, one, we like to say we wrote the book on account-based marketing, and we really built the category. So one of our co-founders, Sangram Vajray, mm-hmm. he wrote the Account-Based Marketing for Dummies book.
Oh, okay. Which he targeted that directly at me. That was an account-based marketing number one. So tell us about that. Yeah. He wrote that book when?
It was probably about 5 years ago now.
Okay. So this is still really an early...
This is pretty early
stage of this industry.
I don't think the phrase was coined out there. Mm-hmm. Now, what we like to say is some companies that have been focused on large accounts have been ABM all along. They just didn't know it. Like, sales has always worked off of an account list. It was just unaligned with marketing. But really, with some of the technology advances, the ability to target people in these ways with content and ads and different things has allowed us to do what maybe people were doing all along and really scale it.
So let's go to, as Bill has urged us, the why. Why does a company need this? They could use CRM to help and, you know, maybe meshed with billing data to decide who the high profit customers are and get a profile. They could, you know, if they're only reaching or if they only have a small number of prospects, couldn't they just craft content intuitively, know how to send that content to people because there are not that many of them? Why would a company use this software?
So for most of us that aren't lucky enough just to have like a handful of because there are those, and I think there's a reason why for them. But for the majority of people that are having to, majority of B2B marketing and sales folks that are having to utilize an inbound marketing strategy for the past, you know, decade or so, what they'll find, so I think it's a serious decision study that says about 1% of leads turn into revenue. So we just spend a lot of effort, and I think most anyone that's probably a B2B marketer on this podcast would know that, like, we spend a lot of effort and get very little results from that. Now, we might hit our number, right? But it's I've always felt that when you're producing a webinar or you're getting a new piece of high-quality content out there, that most of the people that you see are filling out the form and engaging with that content are not the people that your sales folks want to talk to. And of course, you know, where I really think ABM comes, has one of its strongest benefits is getting that alignment between sales and marketing. So anyone that's been in the business for a while knows that marketing always says that sales isn't following up on my leads, and sales says your leads are trash. It's not worth following up for. I need more high quality leads. And so there's always been this lack of alignment. And by just having a framework and the tools to support it to pick a target account list that both sales and marketing agree upon, and then having a plan for how you're going to engage those, and then showing the results, it brings alignment. And, you know, it's not easy as just picking up a tool and a book that tells you how to put together this framework. But with work, you can reach that alignment, and magic really happens.
So in part, what I hear besides the alignment, which is essential and often broken, account-based marketing, the way Terminus is defining it, is really about how to spend your time and resources more effectively with your highest priority accounts, right? It's sort of a way to make sure you're prioritizing the right accounts and delivering the highest impact content.
Exactly. So where we started out is not a platform, but just account-based advertising. And that was really to fill this need where people were doing a lot of things on Google AdWords and Facebook advertising and all the different ways that you can advertise online. And often they were having to pay for a lot of clicks that were from the wrong type of people, from the wrong type of companies. So with account-based advertising, you can pick an account list of 150, 1,000, but you know that whether it's 1 or 1,000, it's the right personas at the right accounts. So every click is someone that you would want to pay for. Mm-hmm. So it just ends up being way more efficient ad spend. And then of course, if you get all your clicks from the right type of people, you're going to get better results.
So let's talk about content. What content works best in an account-based marketing scenario? How do you go about crafting that?
Right. Well, the short answer...
Maybe there's some examples you can share with us too.
I can give some examples. So the short answer that I always tell people, which will make this a short podcast, is that in account-based marketing, content isn't really different. How you use that content and what you do with that content is different. So at Terminus and every other account-based marketing company that or company that's doing account-based marketing that I know, we still do webinars, we still create PDFs, we still do blogs, videos, what have you. There's no new like magic type of content that we do. It's just that at certain stages, you're going to deliver that content in a different way, and you may choose to personalize that content. So I can walk through some examples of how we do it, and then we're a company that has a target of 1,000 companies a quarter to 2,000 companies a quarter, and then how one of our customers who only has to target throughout the whole year, you know, the Fortune 200, mm-hmm. and so they can do much heavier personalization than we do, or at least we have to wait till later stages to do it. And so you're also still like, sometimes I think there's the myth that like you're using different channels. You may be using a different channel if you want to consider account-based advertising a different channel, but still you're delivering ads, you're sending emails. You only have the same channels at your disposal. Besides in account-based marketing, we typically look at our sales reps as a channel, and that's part of the marketing program. So that would maybe be the only difference. But so at Terminus, first it might be helpful if I just explain what our account-based marketing program kind of looks like. And so as I said earlier, every quarter we pick about 2,000 accounts. We run those accounts through a program for 6 months. So each quarter we're really adding 1,000 and taking away 1,000. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And when we first put those 2,000 accounts at the beginning of the quarter, we put everybody into the same program. So they'll get the same messaging, they'll get the same communications as any of the other accounts. And then each week we're tracking which accounts are engaging, and we'll pick the highest engaging ones. So maybe the top 20 engaging accounts per SDR, so sales development rep.
Are you delivering content differently by stage and by persona?
We are. So that gets later into the funnel. Mm-hmm. So this that I'm describing is how we support our inside sales reps that we call SDRs, mm-hmm. sales development reps. And so that's for opportunity creation. And we create a few segments that will do messaging, and they're large segments. And then as they're engaging, we'll get personalized at the account level. So the top 20 engaging accounts per SDR will start creating one-to-one messaging and create one-to-one landing pages mm-hmm. with specific content, not personalized content, but you know, specially picked out content, special messages. We're starting to work, and I can talk a little later, of how can we better segment those accounts before we've had a first call so that we can tailor the messaging, not just based off firmographics, but maybe Technographics, looking if they're using competitive or partner tools. Or one thing that we're doing right now is it's pretty hard to know meaningful personalized information about most accounts, because we don't serve too many, or we don't target a lot of public accounts. We're targeting a lot of mid-size to upper mid-size accounts. And so there's not a ton of information, but we can know who probably their top competitor is. Mm-hmm. So we do messaging around how we can help that particular company know when people are researching their top competitors and be able to get to those people first. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to find those patterns of things we can know. Once there is a first call, then we are working with the AEs, and by we, marketing. So we try to work just in lockstep between the inside sales team, the account executives, and demand generation. And they take, you know, they're trying to find on that first call, of course they're trying to like find if this is a qualified person that they want to take through their process, but also they're trying to capture, is there a unique goal, a unique challenge, a unique interest area that we could help put the person on an education path? And then we'll take that, so they'll you know, Slack me and tell me, hey, these people have this challenge. We'll build messaging around that. So we'll build a landing page that's almost like a home page just for that account that's very personalized around the problem. We'll pick out specific pieces of content that support that problem. We'll put in how our tool can help support that problem below the content.
So is that all sort of handcrafted?
That's all hand. I mean, we're picking the pieces of content from what we have, but right. But that page is manually set up. The copy in there is manually. You know, we're always the thing about scaling this is you've got to start out pretty manual, and then you start figuring out pieces that you're reusing a lot, and it becomes pretty fast. So it sounds like that probably takes a crazy amount of effort, but it's probably down to like 10 minutes in an account now. And so then we'll have ads and emails and different things that support that. And then what we're also trying to do, which we haven't done yet, but is to take a lot of stuff that's coming out of professional services and customer success and build kind of education paths for these people.
Gotcha. Well, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, the way I think about what you're talking about is fishing. Are you leading like a fishing expedition to find customers? Is that a way to think about it?
Or is it more like whale hunting?
I think it's so it's kind of like shrimping versus, I don't know a lot about fishing or mass
so
fishing.
So you're trying to...
But instead of having a net that you're just catching everything that's out in the ocean to figure out, you know, and you're looking just for that tuna.
Yeah.
And you're having to throw everything else away. Spear fishing, where you're just hitting it.
And you know which fish, you know where the fish is swimming. The question is, how do you get the fish to kind of be in position, or I don't know, that's about as far as
I can
take
it. Well,
you
have bait. I mean, your content is attracting customers and engaging with them.
Yeah, and we still, so inbound is still important to us. We still have an inbound channel. So from a content standpoint, you know, our content does attract people, but then we're also producing specific pieces of content based on what the program's going to look like in 3 months. So every month we have specific messaging, and we switch out all the advertisements, all the emails, all the sales communication support that messaging. And we may, if we don't have it, we'll create specific pieces of content for that. So I think it becomes a little bit, you don't have to worry about so much optimizing your content for what's going to attract the most people, as you can optimize that for like when you're doing this very targeted, like throw the spear, what do you think is going to resonate and engage people the best?
So in with these kinds of companies, the pool of prospective buyers is very defined and knowable. It's different than, you know, at Coke, we've got everybody and anybody who could possibly buy at almost any time. So this is about delivering messaging and content, especially at that maybe middle section of the buying process. They're aware of their problem. They're maybe aware of the brands that are out there that they might buy, but how do they decide? What information do they need to prefer, let's say, Terminus over your competitor or, you know, so whatever the product is, right? So right. It's especially focused or especially helpful at that stage. Is that I'm guessing, right?
I think it's most powerful at that stage. I don't know if the market's gotten there. Mm-hmm. So one thing that's been a wonderful experience at Terminus for me, because obviously sales is very bought into account-based marketing, is that AEs will come over and tell me about an account that they're going after and ask what we can do to put together something to help them, whether that account just created an opportunity or they're in the evaluation stage and it's supposed to close within the month. And usually the experience that I've had as a marketer is sales coming and saying, hey, my contact got an email. Will you please shut down all communications from marketing? Right? There's not that trust. And here, you're really working together. So yes, I think there's tons of power in sales and marketing working together to address this account's needs, mm-hmm. not just for opportunity creation. But I think a lot of companies, you know, have more of a, they need to get more in the pipeline. So that's where they kind of usually start to focus. And they have to build that trust with sales before they can have the AEs walk over and ask for that help.
Gotcha. So give us maybe another example of outside. I love that Terminus eats its own dog food, as they say, right? Uses its own product to grow. Talk about, give us an example of maybe somebody you think is using Terminus in a very interesting way around account-based content.
Yeah, so one of them that sticks out the most, and we've had these type of conversations a few times, but if you look at the other end of the spectrum, we have a company named Phononic that's a customer of ours, and they have very large deal sizes. And they have very large upsells. So
what do they sell?
They sell a product. I'm not sure how to articulate it correctly, but it basically looks for revenue leakage. Mm-hmm. So they can spot, like through their algorithms and whatnot, when contracts, companies like Coke that may have huge contracts with different vendors, they can spot when there's these like 4% leaks that end up being like millions. So mm-hmm. So that's a great example. Coke would be like the perfect customer for them, and they wouldn't even look at Terminus. So if I filled out that form, they would want to waste no time on me. But that also gives them this completely different ability to personalize content, mm-hmm. because they're really only focusing maybe on like the Fortune 200 companies. They target CFOs. So even if we focused on the Fortune 200, the CMO may not know what's being said on the analyst calls. I'm sure the CMO understands at a high level what the company's, you know, talking about and what their objectives are through that. But the CFO probably had a hand in crafting the message that's being told on that. So they listen to those calls. They take tidbits out of that, and they build it into their content and actually deliver through different channels, trying to drive the CFO and a few people under them back to this specific piece of content where the first couple of pages were written for the company using data and different things that are coming from these calls to show how their product could help in naming specific projects. So with them, they may only ever be going after 200 accounts within a year, and they can just get highly personalized from the get-go. They say, these are the top 50 accounts we're going to focus on this quarter. We're going to go ahead and right off the bat craft these messages. We're going to put these messages into our emails to the accounts, put our messages into advertising, create this specific landing page and PDF, and then talk to sales about it. And then when they go to an event, they find out if these companies are going to that event and the personas that they're looking at, and they print off these things. And when they come by the booth, they hand it, you know, that's probably a little creepy, But I think they try to like set up meetings, and then once they have the meeting set up, they say, "Hey, we created this for you," which is less creepy. So that's like the other end of the spectrum, and you know, gets me excited as a marketer, like to the thoughts of like how deep you could go with personalization.
Mm. So when does a company realize they have a need? What are the triggers that drive somebody to Terminus or to account-based marketing in general?
I think most B2B companies, if you look at it right now, like CMOs are turning over in less than 18 months now. Mm. I think there's just a general probably unhappiness. I previously worked for an agile project management company. And I look at it kind of what I saw with that going in software, where at some point people were like, we don't know what's going on in engineering and development. It's just a black box. It feels like it's not working right. We're mm-hmm. always missing deadlines and stuff. I think that's what's been going on in B2B marketing. People are like, you know, tired of hearing that marketing buzzwords and not sure what we're doing, but they're pretty sure mm-hmm. the results aren't what they want.
Right.
And there's just always demand for growth. So it's become clearer and clearer as more people have gotten involved with account-based marketing that it helps sales and marketing be aligned from the C level all the way down to, mm-hmm. you know, the practitioners out there, that it's a more efficient spend and gets better results.
So one of my clients needs to better connect marketing with sales, for, you know, and part of it is demonstrating marketing's value to the organization. But it's also a big ticket sale. It takes a long time. And the, you know, like your Fortune 200 client, this company markets into a very discrete universe of buyers. And the head of sales is like, well, you know, we don't need any of that digital marketing. We don't need any of that account-based stuff because we know who everybody is. Is there a way for account-based marketing and account-based content to play a role in that scenario?
Yeah, I think any time that sales really sits down and listens to what account-based marketing is about, they get excited. Now, sometimes it's hard to get someone to listen or articulate it correctly. But if you tell that head of sales that, hey, we're going to stop doing all this digital marketing stuff, which you probably shouldn't stop doing all that, but we're going to focus our resources on your account list. So what are the top X amount of accounts that you would like your inside sales team or whatever they have to go after this quarter? And then what's in the pipeline? What we want to do is target those specific accounts, break them up into segments, whether it's based on industry or whatnot, and tailor the work that marketing is doing to speak directly to them to help you increase opportunity creation as well as pipeline velocity. I think most people start getting excited about that. And, you know, just to put it in simpler terms, like with a Terminus account-based advertising, you can build an ad, as I said, for a specific company. So I haven't seen too many salespeople that if you say, hey, what meeting do you have in 3 weeks? I can go ahead and turn on some ads that have the company's name and have like whatever's the specific angle you think you're going in there with, and have that get in front of the buying committee for 2 weeks before you come into the meeting, that they're like, oh, I don't want more, or I want more of that, right? Versus if you start saying, well, we're going to run this AdWords campaign and it's going to an infographic and all this stuff, you start losing them. But if you say, hey, what's your message? I can get it in front of these specific accounts or account that you're going after, and help you reach more people on that buying committee. Most of them get excited. Then once you do a pilot and they start seeing the results, you start building trust, and they'll just keep coming back asking for more.
How are you measuring results? How do we know if this is a win?
So we do it based off engagement, and I think that's how most more mature ABM companies are doing it. Everyone calls engagement different things. So that could be as simple as page views from an account. It could be based on a more complex scoring model where you're picking out specific pieces of content and like product pages versus the blog and those type of things. However you're doing it, coming up with what you count as engagement from an account. And then it's, you know, opportunities, sales cycle velocity, and revenue. Mm-hmm. So ultimately it's revenue, but what I really look at is the first three. So like, are we engaging a higher percent of our target accounts? Are we creating a higher percent of opportunities? And are we speeding up the sales cycle?
Mm-hmm. Great. Bill, what other questions, thoughts?
Yeah.
Ideas?
I love the examples you gave. How would you describe the problem that you're solving in simple terms for your customers?
Yeah. I think the simplest term is that for since the digital age and inbound marketing's become so prevalent in B2B organizations, sales and marketing have just been greatly misaligned. And marketing often is not producing as much results as they could. So we can give a much more fit, or not we, adopting an account-based marketing strategy will give you a much more effective return on your marketing spend.
Can you provide an example, change the names if you need, like a story that would illustrate that problem and how you're solving it?
I don't know, probably specific numbers off the top of my head.
Numbers don't matter, but just, you know, what did you do to help fix this problem that the company came to you with?
I'm trying to. So one of our top companies, and one of the big companies in the ABM space. Often, that if people say ABM, they think of a company named Snowflake. And so Snowflake has been a customer of ours for quite a while, and they're having explosive growth. And what they've been able to do is, you know, in the beginning they were doing the inbound marketing strategy, and they started looking into this ABM thing. And at first there was a lot of hesitancy, and I think there was some misalignment with sales and marketing. So they very much started doing this thing where they also focus on enterprise accounts. And
this is a data warehousing company?
Yes. And gotcha. So Daniel Day is running their ABM program, and now mm-hmm. has, I think, 15 ABM marketers on his team. So that's one of the largest teams I've heard about. But they were able to go from marketing really taking a back seat to how revenue comes into the company, at least when they like came to the table, to really driving it, where they're involved with the forecasting when they need new sales reps for a territory, because they can look at how many accounts are in there that fit into their profile, how many of those are engaging, how many they forecast that they can get to start engaging, and what the revenue impact would be there, to helping with onboarding those reps, and then ultimately supporting it. So they very much have it to where, you know, they were one of the first organizations that I started hearing about where AEs are coming and asking for marketing resources. So it's not like marketing saying, hey, here's this thing we've got for you. They come and say, here's these five accounts that I'm focused on. I would like, you know, these are the challenges. Can you help me get this in front of the buying committee? And so now sales is like this pull thing where it's pulling marketing versus marketing trying to pull sales, you know, to support kind of the programs that they're running.
Got it. So you connect sales and marketing, and if there's a breakdown there, you can help fix that.
Correct. And then I can't think of a specific company because it's the majority of ones, but I think a lot of people come to us just because they've seen that the amount of money, someone's seen in the organization, the amount of money that they're spending on digital advertising is not producing a positive return. And so they're looking for how they can more efficiently use that budget. And so doing it in a more targeted fashion, just very quickly does better than how you're spending that money across AdWords or social channels.
Well, Tori, thank you for spending time with us. We're at the end of our time, but I wonder if you could just share with those listening where they might find out more about Terminus and where they might find out more about this topic overall, about account-based marketing and especially account-based content.
Yeah, so no matter where you are on your ABM journey, you can go to Terminus.com and click resources. And there's a lot of good content. There's a lot about the team framework, which is whether you're just running a pilot or you're trying to figure out how to scale your ABM, there's good resources on how to target accounts and engage them and activate them and measure them. And then if you're really just getting started, I would check out the Account-Based Marketing for Dummies book. It'll really step you through what account-based marketing is all about and why it's important and how you can get started.
Awesome.
And you can get that on Amazon or find it on our website.
Well, thanks again, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
Enjoyed it, Tori.
And
thank you.
To our audience, thanks for listening and join us again next time for Content Conversations.